We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Chavav Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of Chavav Amud Beis. Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Shalish Achoyes Yevamos Shenafelu Lefnei Shnei Achim Yevamin. The case like this: they're all together five brothers: Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. If you're taking notes at home, you can write this down: Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. Reuven and Shimon and Levi are married to three sisters, and they die. All three, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, die. Now you have three women, three Yevamin, and the three sisters. They're falling to Yehuda and Yisachar. They're falling to Yehuda and Yisachar. What's the halacha? What does Rava Bar Rav Huna say b'shem Rav? That halacha is Zecher L'Sachas v'Zecher L'Sachas. That means you have here Yehuda and Yisachar. Yehuda does Chalitza to one, and then to Rachel, and then Yisachar does Chalitza to one, that's Aleia. And the third sister, Sarah, they both do Chalitza to. V'Emtzayis three Chalitza v'Shneim. The third sister, which we're calling the Emtzayis, it's Lavda after the middle one, just means the third one, Tzricha Chalitza v'Shneim, both have to do Chalitza. Now what is in the world is Pshat on such a thing? They each give Chalitza to one, and then the third one, we both have to give Chalitza. What's Pshat? So the Gemara right away discusses it. Omalei Rabba, Medika Amris Emtzayis Tzricha Chalitza v'Shneim. Since you said that the Emtzayis needs Chalitza from two, obviously you hold, Kesavis Yesh Zika. Bahavala Chalitza Psula, Bahalitza Psula Tzarek Lachsa Kalachim. He says, I think I have pshat. I have pshat on you why Emtzayis has to have chalitza both of them. You know why? Because something called chalitza psula. Chalitza psula means, in a case where the yibum, the zika, is weak, which means in a case where you cannot do yibum. For example, here with sisters. Sisters, you can't do yibum because we hold the zika. So therefore, it's achois ziku kasai. So you cannot do yibum. And since you can't do yibum, so therefore, the chalitza you do for such a thing is called a chalitza gerua. So a chalitza gerua does not, one brother can't pat to the other brother. The zika falls to all the brothers. One chalitza psula is a shvachara chalitza, cannot remove the zika regarding the other brother. It can remove the zika regards to you, but not regards to your brother. So therefore, the emtsoyis needs, you can't do yibum to her because she's a chois zika kosai, and actually a chois chalitzas already by then. So she's a chois chalitzasa then, so you can't do yibum to her. Therefore, it's a chalitza gerua, and they both have to do chalitza. So, afraid to gemara kasha im kain. So then, even the first two shouldn't be able to be done by one brother. Both brothers, Yehuda and Yisachar, should do chalitza to every single one because they're all chalitza psulas. Why? Because you can't do even any of the sisters because all are chalitza zukasai. Let's read it inside. Midikarmis emtsoyis tzricha chalitza mishneiim kasavris must hold yashika, and therefore v'havla chalitza psula. V'chalitza psula tzarach lachso kalachem. Chalitza psula, you have to work with all the brothers. They will have to do chalitza. Yehachi kamei sinami. Then the first one also, when Reuven's wife also, Rachel, when how could Yehuda just do chalitza to her, that's enough, they both have to do chalitza to that. So Gemara says, you're right. If the Eden of Avas Acha Sachinami, if all three died at one time, and all three sisters fell at one time, they all are chalitza psulas, and both brothers have to do chalitza to each one. But here, Le'tricha d'nafal b'zu achazu. Here, they die one after another. For example, Reuven died first, and Rachel fell to Yibum. Now, Rachel fell to Yibum. You could do Yibum on Rachel because no achayz zikkasa, because no other sister was zakuk then. So, the nafla was zuachazu. Nafla chada chalitza Reuven. So Reuven did chalitza. We're calling the Gemara calls a Reuven. To us, it was we were calling Yehuda did chalitza. Nafla idach. Another brother died. Chalitza Shimon. The next brother did chalitza, which to us we called it Yisachar, but the same thing. So they did chalitza, and that is not a chalitza psula. Why not? Because when the first brother dies, and his wife falls to Yibam, they could do Yibam on her. There's no chalitza kasa. And then they did chalitza. Over. She's out of the picture. Now when Shimon dies, this wife falls. It's not a chalitza kasa because no one else is zaka right now. That one was taken care of a chalitza already. And here, this wife is fine. So Shimon never did chalitza to the first wife either. So it's not a chalitza because he never did chalitza. He does chalitza to her. No problem. The problem is, now when the third brother dies and the third sister falls, this third sister is achoyz chalut sasoi to both of them. They're the sister of the one he did chalitza to. Reuven, here it's Reuven, we call Reuven and Shimon. In this case, it's the same thing, Yehudi and Yisachar. They both did chalitza. They each did a chalitza to each of these wives, to Rachel and Leah. So now Rachel and Leah are both chalutzasas of these people. Now the third sister, Sarah, is a chayz chalutzasa. That's also. Now becomes chalitza psula. Since it was staggered, the deaths, therefore the first two chalitza were not chalitza psula because you could have done yibum. There wasn't any chayz sukasa over there. And it wasn't a chayz chalutzasa to Shimon either. But now that they've did chalitza to both these sisters, and when now third sister falls to yibum, you can't do yibum on her, why not? Because the chayz chalutzasa, so it's a chalitza psula. So nafli ida chalutz lehai. Therefore, nafli ida, and as she falls, they both have to do chalitza. Chalutz lehai mafkas akasa. Chalutz lehai mafkas akasa. They each have to do chalitza. Their own chalitza because it's a chalitza psula. So what I'm saying is, only because you hold yesh zika is this halacha true. Now, are you going to ask me? Even if also levato mitzvah yivamin, you're not allowed to marry. You're not allowed to do yivam to two sisters. Both Reuben and Shimon can't do yivam to the two sisters. Also levato mitzvah yivamin. So that, the Mepharshim say, Tosfos really speaks it out, it's not called Chalitza Psula there, because there it's not a Psul Machmas, the issues of the two sisters, it's a Zaytik Psul, Zaytik Xerib, Osvat Masivaman, and therefore there would not be a problem of Chalitza Psula. But Freitag Marakasha, heck, he said we're going, that Rav is saying this halacha, Al Pidam Adi Amri Yazika, Va'am Rav Ein Zika. Rav holds Ein Zika. That's what Rav holds. Rav holds, we have it for, that a shemeres yavim shemeres, so mutta v'ima, you mutta in the mother. Why? Because ain't zika. So heck, you say over here, the whole Rav's shoot is a gebayt on yesh zika. He holds ain't zika. And for the gemara, different am yesh zika. He's going according to Rav and the yom, yesh zika. So that's Rav's shoot. The Rav's shoot is that the first two could be done to zech hazeh. So the first two could do chalitza by himself, but the last one who's a chayis chol tzasa already, so there, they both have to do chalitza. That's Rav's shoot. Shmuel Amar, Echad Chalitza Kulon. One brother could do Chalitza for all three sisters. Freite Gemara, I don't understand. Mechdi Shamila Shmuel, the Amar Chalitza Ma'aya Binan. Shmuel holds of this halacha Chalitza Psula. He holds the Chalitza Ma'aya. How do you know that? Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this. Chalitz La'achayais Le'nifteru Tzaris. In a classic example where two sisters fell to two brothers, and so let's say Reuben and Shimon have wives that are sisters, Rachel and Leah, and they have other wives also, Tzaras also, and they fall to Levi and Yehuda. So there, the halacha is that if you give a chalitza to the achayos, it is not part of the Tzara. That's what Shmuel says. Why not? Why doesn't it part of the Tzara? You don't have to say a case of two brothers. You just say a case of Reuben and Shimon fell to Levi. You don't think it's so complicated. Very simple. Reuben and Shimon were married two sisters, and they had Tzaras as well. They had other wives also. And it fell to Levi. Who should Levi give chalitza to? So Levi has to give chalitza, because he has to give yibum on both brothers. He has to give yibum on both brothers. He has to give chalitza to the tzareis and not to the achayos. Why not to the achayos? Because the achayos are really awesome to both us to him as a chayos zikukasai. The tzareis are also awesome. It's not as bad. It's a tzara of achayos zikukasai. It's a co-wife of achayos zikukasai, which is also maybe awesome, but it's not as bad. Therefore, Shmuel says the chalitza achayos were not part of the tzareis. Why? Because it's a chalitza psula. It's not a good chalitza. Why? Because I can't do yibum to that woman. So the chalitza is shvacher. It won't part of the tzara. So he says, you have to give chalitza to the tzaras. Chalitza achayas lenif to the tzaras. But chalitza to the tzaras, it works for the achayas, like the Gemara says later on. So the Gemara's akasha is, if he holds like that, hechad the kaima chalitza de shimin, chalitza ksheira, chalitza ruv and chalitza psula. So then what's pshat? If he holds this halacha of chalitza achayas lenif to the tzaras, it means he's makben chalitza psula. So how could Shmuel say before that one person, for example, Reuven, gives chalitza to everyone, l'chayra, once Reuven does chalitza to one sister, so then the other sister, or even more, then the next sister already is a chayis chol tzasai. So how can Reuven give chalitza to the next one? It's a chayis chol tzasai. And Shimon's right here, who's ready to give a good chalitza. Just like we say by tzaras, you give it to the one that's more kosher, you give the chalitza to the tzaras and not to the chayis chol tzasai. Here also, why is Reuven doing the chalitza of all three wives? Shimon should be doing chalitza. Let's read it inside. Heicha the kaim chalitza to Shimon, chalitza ksheira. His chalitza is chalitza ksheira, is ready to be done. Chalitza la Reuven chalitza psula? So the Gemara answers, you're right. My echad chalitz lekula, nami to come am tzoyus. He's saying avada. Reuven does chalitz to the first one, Shimon does to the second one. Now the third one is a chayis chol tzasa, is definitely a chalitza psula. That Shmuel argues, and Shmuel holds, when it comes to a chalitza psula, you don't have to have both brothers. One brother could do the job. My echad chalitz lekula, nami to come am tzoyus. It's on the middle, on the last one, the last sister. that it's definitely a chalitza psula, but one brother, since anyway it's chalitza psula either way, one brother could do it. You don't need both brothers to do it. Break the Gemara of a kulan kamar. Then Shmuel says, echachoy it's a kulan. So the Gemara, kim the ruba gabei karli kulan. Since one of them, either Reuven and Shimon, they do two out of three, so it's called kulan. It's right if it's called kulan. So that's the pshat. If it is pshat, first pshat in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel only argue about the mitzayis if it's one brother or two brothers. But he agrees, this idea of chalitza psula, just he holds that Reuven and Shimon will both do separate chalitzas, the first two. Then the last sister, which anyway is chalitza psula, he holds one's enough. And Rav will do it too. The Bayi same, another tarot, kikom ha-shmua chalitza ma'ayi bina, when do you need chalitza ma'ayi, hanim lef the tzarasa. That's just the pata atzara, you need the better chalitza. But here, we're handling, you're doing chalitza to the person. Av ha-miftar nafsha, patra. But if you're doing chalitza to the person itself, you're doing, not patering, you're doing chalitza to the isha herself, then even a chalitza psula works. Don't bring a raya from the case he said, chos ha-chayis lef tzarais, chalitza psula only doesn't work to pater a different isha l'shok. A different isha l'shok needs her own chalitza if it's to be a chalitza psula. A chalitza is not strong enough to pater a different isha, the tzara, the kohen. Ma'ashayikin, if I give the chalitza directly to that isha, so then it works for that isha, even though it's a garua dika chalitza, it's a shvachar chalitza, it still works. It works, it goes, since it's directly to her, then even though it's a shvachar chalitza, it will work. That's, it comes out of Fizeh, that according to Shmuel Taka, echad chalitza kulon. Why? Because since you did a chalitza directly to that woman, therefore it works, even though it's a chalitza garua. So it comes out of Fizeh, by the same, it's like it's a chalitza with katza ala katza. Rav holds that you can't have chalitza psula, and even the last one, it's two. And according to Shmuel, it could be one chalitza kulon, and the reason is because if you give chalitza directly to the isha, there's no problem of chalitza psula.